not necessarily the news.
One, two, yeah.
Sound the bell, cause here's the good news.
HKFM and a Tuesday installment of a Not Necessarily the News. Because why pay full price for mainstream news when you can just get ours for free?
It's all you need.
Tonight's, oh, hey, hey, Facebook livers, look at you. Have fun in the comments section. We are on our Hank Facebook page. Tonight's top story. Well, they said yesterday, the Cardinals, not Arizona, the Cardinals there, over there in the Vatican,
oh, okay,
who have all congregated and assembled, they have set it down. May the 7th, next Wednesday, week from tomorrow, that will be the first day of the conclave.
Oh, yeah. Are we invited?
No, no, that's the point of the conclave, evidently, too. So they will select the next pope, and we will wait for the white smoke to billow out, and that's always fun. Tuesday top 10, by the way, this morning is the top 10, because there's a lot of candidates this year. It's kind of a wide open field, they said. You know, are they going to select a quarterback in the first round? I don't know. But we have our 7:15 top 10, the top 10 questions on the application to become the next pope.
I'm voting for Shador Sanders.
Well, more on that as we develop the Not Necessarily the News. Back to you, Jane.
Thanks, Walt. Shocking news that Bill Belichick may not need Jordan Hudson's guidance when it comes to talking to the press. Yeah, that would be his 24-year-old girlfriend, but don't tell her that. You know, yesterday we talked about how she was shutting down questions during his appearance on CBS Mornings.
How did you guys meet?
I'm not talking about those.
Mm-mm. No.
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 Uh-uh. No, nope. Thank you. But there's much, much more. Network staff was shocked when he arrived without anyone from the publicity team or the publishing company. It was just Jordan. She didn't just interrupt when it came to answers about their relationship,
yeah,
but was handling questions about football as well.
Yeah.
So thanks for that. She also got so mad that she stormed out and left for a half hour. Apparently, the interviewer, Tony Dokupil, was shocked and actually cut things off early. They were supposed to meet once again to kind of give it a second chance. And now, I don't think this is necessary. But you can buy his new book, The Art of Winning, which is on bookshelves now.
There are concerns now from other Belichick family members that this is almost, I mean, I hate to call it, elderly abuse situation.
Yeah, this is not
that
healthy.
Something sinister is going on, because she's weird.
I'm not talking about this.
And she's doing all this in between study halls. It's really impressive.
Okay. Wait, I thought she was a cheerleader.
Go team. Go team indeed. Well, it is Willie Nelson's 92nd birthday today. We will continue to celebrate that throughout the show. And Willie Nelson's wife, he just put out his, you know, 158th album, things like that. Willie going strong. He's got tour dates all through. He'll be through on July 4th weekend. But Willie's wife, Annie, sounded off the other day on on an internet article that was describing Willie Nelson, saying, and this was posted last week, that Annie, 68 years old, and Willie, 93, is being taken care of by their son, Lucas. And Annie went full blast on this, saying, there are so many inaccuracies in your story. You're just making things up. You got our ages wrong. She's actually 63. And Willie, of course, just turned 92 today. And saying, no. I mean, I watch out for him, but he also watches out for me. It's Willie Nelson. We're fine. Leave us alone.
I'm not talking about this.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, that I'm fine with.
Yeah, they're no Jordan and Bill, but who is?
Heaven blessed.
So there's a lot of perks being married to Miranda Lambert, but apparently going to the bar is not one of them. Brendan McLaughlin, her, I guess now longtime husband. They've been married for several years. Well, he used to love to stop in and, toss one back, hit the dance floor at her bar in Nashville. Well, until that video of him dancing with other women went viral, now not so much. Meanwhile, Ran Ran has a new tattoo in the shape of a horseshoe with a heart inside. And got a new horse by the name of Cool last year.
Cool.
Cool.
All right, yeah, back to the Deion Sanders thing. So, yeah, his quarterback son, North Texas native, used to call his high school games, actually. Shedeur Sanders ended up sliding all the way, probably first-round talent, a lot of people say, but fifth-round selection because Deion's a bit overbearing and was telling, and like publicly saying, you know, he won't play for these particular teams.
Oh.
Wants to, yeah, they're trying to dictate the terms. That rubbed the NFL the wrong way, and there you go. You end up in Cleveland. That's what happens. Well, his other son, who's...
You're so bad, you're going to Ohio.
Coming up next is Shiloh Sanders. More of a defensive player, also wide receiver. And Shiloh, yesterday, fired his dad as his manager. They seem to be still fine on good terms and everything like that, because, you know, whatever. But he said, I'm going to get an actual agent when I go into the NFL draft, you know, like every other player, because this doesn't seem to be working out very well. So, when you're fired by your own kid, oh well, go get him in Cleveland.
That's so Ohio. So, do you want an easy way to reduce your risk of infections? Boost male fertility, strengthen those marital bonds, and improve your sleep? Well, maybe time to strip down. Doctors recommending going nighty-night in your birthday suit. They say it can balance sleep hormones, release oxytocin, feel-good hormone, release stress, and boost happiness. It's all due to the cooler temps. Say one in five people choose this option every night. Now I'm going to be looking around the office all day long. Is it him? Is it her? What's going on?
I'm not talking about this.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, but what if there's a fire or a tornado emergency?
I mean, all you really need is, you know, teeth and bras.
No, you need more than that. You need
You're
more
good
than
to
that.
Go.
Also on the show today, it's 7:47. We will have the Donald. He's celebrating his 100 days today.
MAGA.
That's right. And Trump said over the weekend, actually, he must have, like, tweeted this out from the Vatican, saying Columbus Day, which is in October, will just be Columbus Day now. Now, just like at the tail end of his term in presidency, Biden had made it more of an Indigenous Peoples Day and
right.
had made that proclamation. But it had not made it to calendar makers or anything like that. Nobody had changed anything because it had just happened right towards the end of his term. Trump says, nope, we're going to keep Columbus Day. I'm bringing back Columbus Day, even though it's still called Columbus Day and always was. All of the Italians love him so much. That's a quote. So the just breaking news, Columbus Day will still be known and called Columbus Day, just like it was going to be anyway.
Do you know what you're doing for Columbus Day?
MAGA!
7:47, we'll find out. We were just talking about Miami Vice. Well, a movie is in the works now. They're going to make a Miami Vice movie. It's directed by the same guy who did Top Gun Maverick. So that will be in the works, coming out in the next couple of years. But not coming out. Back to the Future screenwriter Bob Gale says there will never be another sequel, prequel, or a spinoff of Back to the Future.
Oh.
Yes. Unless we can find a time machine.
Waking up with KB and Heather Lee.